This call is being recorded.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, breathing in the light and exhaling out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. So let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. All you're doing now is focusing on relaxing and letting go, and becoming more and more centered within yourself, allowing your breath to bring you into focus, bringing you into focus within yourself rather than outside of self. Now take a deep breath, breathing in the light, holding it, holding it, and exhale out any darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1, and with each descending number, let yourself go a little bit deeper and deeper into relaxation and letting go. And this is not hypnosis, so there's no reason to feel like you are losing control. You will always remain in control. 5 4 3, going deeper and deeper, relaxing, letting go. 2, and 1. Completely relaxed now. Now put your attention in your etheric body and all of your chakra centers. Become aware of all 12 of your chakras. But only 9 of them at this point have been reactivated, either activated and then reactivated. So starting from the bottom up with your Earth Star Chakra just below your feet and moving all the way up through all of the chakras within your body, within your etheric body, and then moving up above your physical body as well, to your soul star chakra. So all 9 chakras now in perfect alignment and with their respective colors. And as you focus on the colors within each of the chakra centers, notice how as you increase the intensity of those colors, you are also increasing the vibration within your body and the resounding resonance within your body as well. So that as you raise the intensity of the colors, your vibration increases throughout your etheric body. And as it's increasing throughout your etheric body, it also increases in your astral body, your mental body, and yes, even your physical body as well. So all of you is becoming higher vibratory frequency, higher vibration, and moving out from the third dimensional expression into the higher fourth and even, yes, into the fifth dimensional expression, just simply by raising your vibration within your etheric body. Know that as you are out in nature as well, you are raising your vibration in your etheric body as you focus on the beautiful surroundings, the environment, Mother Nature all around you. all is about increasing vibration, increasing frequency within you, and raising you out of the third dimensional expression, the matrix, if you will, and into the higher fourth and fifth dimension, and even beyond that at times. So now, as you are doing this exercise, this experience, focus all of your attention on those chakra centers and the higher vibratory frequency within those chakras, and the exploding of all of those colors coming together as one, as the white light, all of the colors coming together as white light, and focusing all of that in your soul star chakra just above your head now. And the explosion of light that comes from that soul star chakra, creating that halo effect around you. Explosion of light. And let yourself now also exit out, as you've learned to do, exit out through your third eye, looking out through your third eye with your conscious knowing self, and exit out through that third eye into the astral realm. If you have trouble visualizing, just simply think it, and it is so. For you have the power within you. So exit out now and find yourself floating now above your physical body. Just floating above it. See your physical body sitting or laying there. And let yourself move up in your astral and etheric body, up through the roof of whatever building you might be in, up into the sky, through the clouds, and all the way up past the Earth's atmosphere. And now become aware of all of our ships that are out here. All of my ships within the command that I move, that I command. Focus on that. All of the energy within all of the ships and the various colors and shapes of all of our ships that are everywhere, surrounding the globe, surrounding your beautiful Gaia. And feel the connection now to us. Feel it. Know that you are connected with us. You are family with us. And we are family with you. And if you feel a particular calling now to any particular ship, feel that calling and move toward it. Allow yourself to be drawn to it. And if there is not, just feel the connection to all of the ships that are out here. All of the ships that are preparing, have been preparing for quite some time, and are now doing so even more diligently. Be aware of the energies that have been flowing into the earth, that have been coming down from through the galaxies, from the great central sun of this universe. Energy after energy, wave of energy, wave of force coming down through all of the central suns, all of the galaxies, through the billions and billions of planets and galaxies and solar systems, all the way down through the sun of your solar system into the Earth, to Gaia, with each one raising the vibrational frequency in the planet. And all of you, the light-working community, acclimating more and more and more to these energies as vibrational frequency continues to rise And as vibrational frequency continues to rise throughout the planet, so too does consciousness. And as consciousness rises more and more, the veil to that illusionary world of the 3D expression continues to fall further and further, until there will be no more veil. In actuality, there is no veil. It is only within your programming that you continue to believe that there is a veil, that there is a barrier to keep you from moving higher in vibration. But as of now, there is no more barrier. It is only within your mind. Let it go. Let the barriers go. Feel yourself in higher vibrational frequency. See your body, your physical body down there, and see it vibrating now. Vibrating with these higher vibrational frequencies that are coming into the planet, just as it has been doing for some time now, causing the various distresses within your body, the various turmoil within your bodies. But that will be more and more alleviated as you continue to acclimate to these energies, as your central nervous system begins to hold these energies, anchor these energies more and more, and become accustomed to these higher frequency energies. So again now, feel the connection to all of us that are out here in our ships, to all of the planets in your solar system and throughout the galaxy. Feel the connection to the all. And you know that you, within your astral and etheric and physical and mental and causal bodies, all are one with these energies. All are one with this force. And as you begin now to come back to your physical body, feel the vibration within your body as you enter it now. Feel your entire body vibrating. As your astral and etheric body enters your physical body, bringing that higher vibration in with it, feel it moving through your physical body, opening up all avenues of expression through your body, all of the meridians in your body, and energy flowing freely from the bottoms of your feet all the way to the top of your head and out through all of your extremities and your arms and legs. Everything vibrating. Some may even feel the rising of the Kundalini energy as it begins to make its way, snake its way up through the chakra centers. Feel it moving up. Feel the aliveness now in your physical form, as you are now vibrating at a higher vibration, at a higher dimensional frequency. You are vibrating now, right now, in this moment, in the fifth dimension. All of you. Every single one of you, whether you were able to visualize this experience or only think it, know that it is so. It is being made so by you, your higher self, and all of those that mentor to you now. Feel the expression moving through every part of your body. The blood flow through your body, freely flowing, energy freely flowing. No blockages. whether mental or emotional, all are feeling free, energy flowing free. For know that whenever there is blockage of this energy, that brings the various pains that you have in those parts of your body. Freeing up the energy, freeing it to flow freely, clears away any of the pains. And then when you utilize the various tools you have been given to release the programming, that resides within your chakra centers, the programming that continues to bring those patterns to you from long ago, past lives, all of that can be freed in an instant, in this moment, right now. Feel it being freed. As the Great One Yeshua said, it is your faith that has healed you. Just as your faith now can heal you, your belief can heal you, your programming, if it is not released, can bring it back. So release it now. Release it. Let it all flow freely through your body, releasing all the energy, releasing all the old programming. Know that it is gone. Now, in this moment, and that includes anything to do with your central nervous system, with your spinal cord, anything to do with the extremities of your body, your hands, your fingers, your arms, legs, toes, feet, everything, eyes. Eyes to see and ears to hear, freely flowing. Believe it and you will see it. And with your eyesight, literally, believe it and you shall see. Now, let yourselves, if you have not already, come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation within your body. Fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Ashtar. And I come to be with you at this time, in this opportune time. This time that has been long coming. Long have you been looking for those various things that could happen within your society that would bring about change or bring about the showing of change or the toppling of those dominoes that you have heard of many times. And I am here now in this moment to tell you that that is coming very shortly. Many various changes are about to befall mankind in many different ways and from many different sources. And for our part within our ships, we have been preparing, as you have heard before, preparing for the great change over that is coming to this planet. I speak of the event, yes, but I speak also of those, what you might call mini events, to occur beforehand. And one of those is the beginning of disclosure, beginning of disclosure of our ships. So in the very near future, weeks, perhaps months, you will begin to see more and more of our ships, more of what you would call large sightings. Many across the planet will view the spectacle that can be shown to them from our ships. More on that cannot be given at this point, but just enough now to give you an inkling of what is about to occur. You have been waiting a long time, preparing yourselves for a long time, and I speak now beyond this lifetime, but many lifetimes previous to this. You have been preparing your various bodies, not your physical body, but your astral, your etheric, your mental, causal bodies, to prepare for this very changeover that is coming, where energies within your body are increasing, and energies all around you are increasing as well. And you are able more and more and more to be able to handle these energies, withstand these energies. It is time. It is the time that you have been waiting for, looking for. The time where all shall be revealed. It is coming, and it is very short now. Watch. Watch your various sources as more and more truths begin to filter through now. Filter through the various media processes that you have, leading to even that of your mass media beginning to turn. For they cannot hold on to the darkness much longer and still be within the light. It is not possible. So know this. Know that all the circumstances that are happening now across the entire planet are bringing this process forward, bringing the truth forward, bringing disclosure forward, and leading to the great changeover when that solar flash comes across the planet, and all in that moment shall find the light within them. I am Ashtar, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you would continue to look to the stars whenever you have the opportunity, because your family is there watching over you. And if you would look and believe, they will show themselves to you as your third eye continues to open more and more. And then you have those eyes to see. Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue with this program that was started quite some time ago. And know that you are very much on the verge here, the verge of many special happenings, as Ashtar has given, as others have hinted previous to this. It is coming very shortly. Soon we will not say, but it is very short here. So just to be ready, keep yourselves ready, keep yourselves in good spirits, in higher vibration, and do not let the show all around you, or that which is called the movie, do not let that hold you, or in any way bring you into depression or into disconsolation or any of these things. Do not let it hold on to you. Just see it for what it is. Just see it for the movie, the show, the play being acted out, because it must be. For the system to fall and for you, the system busters, to continue to bring this system down, all of it must come down and be replaced by the new system as you are creating the new system. So you are both the system busters and the system creators. Think on that. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Lately there was a video on the internet of some kind of ship or missile that hit the moon, and there was a big explosion. And I heard a report from something where online that it was the reptilians and the grays trying to get into the access to the moon to intercept our communications or something like that. Is there any truth to that?
We will tell you that there are many occurrences where those of the forces of darkness continue to attempt to have their way with things, continue to disrupt wherever they are able to, but know that the forces of light are much stronger and are able to hold off any of these advances that come from those of the dark forces. So there is no need to be concerned. Your alliance, your resistance forces, the galactic forces, all have this well in hand. So do not be concerned about this. Do not be concerned about any of those news programs that are sharing doom and gloom about another World War III or any of these kinds of things, for this is not to be. As well as a great pandemic once again, although, as you know, that was not a pandemic. It was just made out to be that. So know that everything is well at hand, and you are just continue to trust the plan here. That is what we will say. Shoshana, do
yes,
you have
we
anything
do not
you
care at this.
Very good.
Yeah,
do
thank
you,
you very much. I knew that.
Yes. If you knew that, then why ask the question, dear one?
Well, I wanted to hear about the explosion on the moon. I just don't know what you were going at because of the video. It looked real.
Very good. We are ready for next question, if there is one.
I have one.
Yes.
I'm just wondering if this planet is the only planet with the human race on it. Or if there's many others.
We can tell you that there are many, 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 many more planets, systems. You yourself, and those of you on this call, and those of you that resonate to these calls and to these words, many of you have been in other systems, other planets, as human beings, in the human understanding, human expression, rather, here. And that will continue on for a great longer, because you will be, at some point, you will be moving on from this planet and moving back to your home planet, as well as seeding other planets, moving on, and bringing the human race forward throughout the universe. So, yes, there are many planets of human race everywhere.
Good. And can I ask one more question about that?
Shoshana, do you have anything?
No, we do not.
Very good. Then, yes?
Just wondering if we're on task or on par with the changing of our bodies to crystalline instead of carbon-based.
That is certainly in process, yes. It goes along with the increasing of the vibrational frequencies within your bodies, and your bodies being able to take these energies, take this light into your body to anchor it within you, and be able to anchor more and more and more of this light. Mm-hmm. And as you anchor this light more and more, it begins to affect your crystalline structure of your cells. Yes, it is happening. Shoshana? Yes, Shoshana.
We wish to
Shoshana
share.
Shoshana shares. Yes.
We wish to share on this, dear brother. May we share?
Of course, always.
Dear brother, the body that is what you call a carbon-based body resides in a carbon-based world to live on that world, to live in that dimension. So you see, the body that is carbon-based is anchored in the third dimensional earth. As the body transitions into a crystalline network, a crystalline cell structure, it must move up into a different dimensional earth. It must move up into fifth dimensional earth. So the body changes to meet the consciousness of the being, and as the consciousness of the being raises to fifth dimensional consciousness, so does the body. Thus, it becomes crystalline. Namaste.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Would there be further questions here?
Other question. You spoke earlier about as our vibrations raise, there's something called a vibration plate, the device or a machine that oscillates when you stand on it. It's supposed to be beneficial for joint and back pain, for relief, for boost metabolism, and strengthen stronger bones. Could you just say if this is a positive device to, you know, oscillate your body so we could do those things?
Anytime that you are working with the frequency resonation within your body, or the oscillation as you are calling it here, it definitely has a positive and very permanent effect on the body as well. So these various technologies that you have been hearing about are coming. They are on the verge of being introduced more and more slowly at first, we will say, but then all at one time they will come as an avalanche coming forward. And you will be amazed at how the medical model that you have now will disappear entirely and be replaced by new, higher vibrational technologies that are coming forth. Shoshana, do you have anything you want to add here?
We will share. We must get some clarification on this. So, dear sister, may we share?
Yes, please.
Is what you refer to is something you have experienced, you have found?
I just bought one. It just arrived yesterday, and I haven't used it yet.
So you have purchased this device?
Yes. Yeah.
And you wish to know if this device will work in what way?
As they state, joint relief, boost metabolism, and help with strengthening your bones.
We wish to share on this, but we wish to share our understanding, our understanding of this particular device that you have purchased. May we share on this?
Yes, please.
Send it back.
Pardon me?
Send it back.
Yes. Send it back. Okay. Okay. I can do that. I can do that. Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Then would there be other further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
About 3 nights ago, it was early morning, actually, I had a dream. I was walking towards a town or something, and maybe on a walk, and all of a sudden I hear a plane going over, the sound of a plane, and it doesn't sound very good. And I know planes. I know how they sound when they're not sounding good. I've always lived by an airport. So when they're in distress. And so I looked up and I see this plane starting to descend very quickly, nosedive. And I start running towards where it's heading, where it's going to hit. And I start yelling, no, 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 you know, oh, no, don't. You know, I was just praying not to let it hit. And boom, it hits and there's an explosion. So it crashed. And I see people come from all over, wherever in this area around me. As I'm running towards it, everybody starts running towards it as well. So we're all going towards this fire to go help. And right away, thoughts through my head are saying, everybody wants to help. Oh my God. So we're running as fast as we can, all of us, acknowledging each other and just running towards this this explosion. And we can't find it. So we go past people that are in uniform, like they're covered up, like with their face and everything, with as if there was toxic or something. So they're all lined up on a street with barricades, but they're not stopping us. So we go past them and we're all looking for where this plane, and we're looking, there's a lot of trees. So we're trying to see where this smoke and fire is coming from so we can go towards that area. And we're going block to block to block and we're not getting there. We're not finding it. And I hear a voice in my dream, somebody speaking to me. There's always somebody overlooking me, my higher self or God. And they say, don't go close to it. Don't go close to it. Stop. And I say, oh, okay. All right. There's something toxic. Yes, there's something toxic. Stop. Don't go any closer to it. Okay. So I still was going towards it, but slowed myself down and was just watching everybody go towards it. So I was being told, no, don't. There's something very toxic for you. So get away from it. So what do you see? That's my question.
We would ask you first what you see, and we would also ask Shoshana if she wishes to share first on this.
We can share. Do you wish for this one sister to give her comments first?
If she wishes, and if you would benefit from her sharing her perspective first.
Sure. After giving it thought, when I woke up, I saw that it was a dark ship. So when I realized that they were telling me, stop, there's something toxic, I realized it was a dark ship. This was the dark. That's why they said, stop, don't go any further. Don't go any close to it. And I can't think of what the toxic thing, at the moment I knew it, but right now I can't think of it. And go ahead, Shoshana, I would love to hear your perspective.
We will share our perspective on this. It is somewhat complicated what you have experienced in your dream, and it does not relate to physical activities. It relates to the illusion. It relates to the illusion that many have experienced in the third dimensional consciousness. It is like a trap. It is like a trap of misinformation. So that the idea in the third dimension, the idea of toxic, is fear-based. So when there is an explosion or a false flag, as you have called it, it creates fear and trauma in the minds and hearts of the beings that are experiencing it, so that they pull back and they become less of themselves. So what you have have in your armor is your intuition. So you have a heightened awareness, a heightened intuition, to know that in your waking state, what to avoid, what to stay away from, because you are connected to that which is your higher knowing, your higher self, and you listen. So because you are listening, you know not to approach, not to participate. So this relates completely to the third dimensional illusion, not to participate, not to join, not to feel the fear that others feel, not to accept that. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Complete, complete sense. All truth.
Namaste.
And we would add one thing here to that, and that is all of those in your dream that did not hold back, that went to their own destruction, you might say, or came close to it and became wrapped up in the fear and what was occurring in the dark side here, or this dark force, as you have called it here. They were not given or did not follow the intuition as you did to stay away from this.
They were disconnected, yeah. As many are on this current third dimensional, on this current third dimensional realm. It does not too much allow for the being to be connected to their higher knowing, to their higher self, until the being enters into the consciousness of the fourth and fifth dimensional understanding. They will remain disconnected. It's the things that are fearful and the things that are not.
Need to ask you, please, to use your phone.
And the beings do things that are not in concert with their higher understanding because they have not connected to it. Namaste.
Very good. We are ready for the next question, if there is one. Otherwise, we are also ready to release channel.
There was an email question that came in.
Yes.
They asked if Kamala Harris will ever be president.
What we can tell you on that is not very much here, because we are not in the habit of prediction and psychic predictions and these types of things. But we can tell you that it is very unlikely that this one or any of these ones that are associated with the dark forces would be in that position ever again here. So it is changing, and it is about to change rapidly here, we will say, so that this type of question will never come up again. That is all we can say on this, though, now. Take it for what you can from what we have given here. Shoshana, do you have anything?
We will add here. We will add that the leadership of beings directly correlates to the group of beings' consciousness. So the group of beings that are led by that individual that is represented by the consciousness of the Kamala Harris will be led because they match the consciousness of that individual. And less is her consciousness matched in this world presently, and that is why she would fail to be in a leadership position. However, if a group of beings lowers themselves to the level of consciousness that is represented by this being, they indeed could be led by that being. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have anything parting message here?
We will say that with each being that participates in this call, that they must complete their mission. They must stay on the path. They must stay on track to the evolution that they were meant to participate in. And that those that no longer wish to participate have found that their path is not defined within the parameters of this group. So stay in touch, stay on the path, and you will see miracles occur in your lives. Namaste.
Very good. And we would simply say, to reiterate what Astar gave earlier here, keep your eyes in the skies here, for there are some interesting things that are going to develop. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.